If you're looking for plans this weekend, looking to make some, there are lots of options, including the Cherry Blossom Festival, movie screenings, and some unusual offerings at local museums. Earlier, I talked about them with Mike McCarthy, editor-in-chief of Washington Flyer.
The first event is called Next at the Corcoran Gallery of Art. It's a showcase of work by the spring graduates of the Corcoran's College of Art and Design. So you'll see the next big names in the D.C. art scene in a range of media. Admission to the exhibit is free, and it's around until May 20th. And the other event I like, Dimitri, is at the National Portrait Gallery's Kogod Courtyard, which is that gorgeous space with the funky roof. They'll transform the area into something called Visio Disco, a remix of music and art, at 9 on Friday night and again on Saturday at 1, which promises to be a marriage of international music, art, culture, and dance. And finally, over at the Freer Gallery on Sunday, if you're into animation, check out Castles in the Sky. It's the 10th annual anime marathon, featuring a ton of films, including Spirited Away, which won an Oscar for Best Animated Feature.
Something very different now. The Civil War 150-year anniversary rolls on with events all spring and into the summer, and we're seeing our first encampment at a gorgeous site in town.
That's right. It's at Tudor Place on Saturday. Reenactors from Union and Confederate troops, and enslaved workers, too. You'll see what their daily lives were like, and kids can attend something called School of the Soldier to learn about military drills. They can also try on Victorian costumes. And if you want to learn about Georgetown during the Civil War, Tudor Place offers walking tours on the second Saturday of the month to see a Union hospital, the residences of freed slaves, and the final resting places of Civil War spies.
A nonstop flight now from D.C. to Iceland, but maybe some folks can't get up there right now. No problem. We just wait for these nations to come to us. Iceland is coming to D.C. for the weekend.
Yeah, Iceland tourism. Those folks figure that you might need a little inspiration to visit their country this summer, so they're bringing that inspiration, as you say, to us. And if you want Icelandic food, visiting chef Thrian Fryer serves a special menu at Riss in the West End all weekend. And Iceland's two hottest bands of Monsters and Men and Lay Low will perform a free concert at the Fillmore in Silver Spring on Saturday night at 8. And finally, at the AMC Lowe's Uptown on Sunday, you can see two of Iceland's hottest directors in a free screening of the movies Inni and another one called Summerland.
Do you mean to tell me that the Cherry Blossom Festival is still going on? I thought we were done with that thing. Not that I want it to go away, of course.
It keeps rolling. Thank goodness. It's great for the city's tourism dollars. Lots of people know about the parade downtown on Saturday morning at 10, but make sure you stick around all day for the largest Japanese festival in the United States. This year, you'll see ninja and samurai performances and even something called Orient Rhythm, which is a hip-hop martial arts group. And, of course, lots of food. It's all centered at 12th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue downtown on Saturday until 6, and of course, it's all free.
Mike McCarthy with Washington Flyer. He joined us on Skype.